Good morning. KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
You could find some waterlogged Easter eggs this weekend. We've got more rain and snow on its way.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, we could see some scattered valley rain and mountain snow this morning before it really starts to ramp up this afternoon. KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says we could get a quarter inch of water in the valleys come tomorrow. We get another break, but then we are in for more.
If you are planning on traveling for Easter weekend, Saturday, you're going to have to dance around a couple of showers, nothing too crazy. You'll probably get snow over the passes of the mountains. Into Sunday, though, that looks like the wetter day.
Matt says we could get 6 inches to a foot of snow in the mountains here in northern Utah. On Easter Sunday, Matt says to expect wet weather on I-15 in southern Utah at some point. And that rain in St. George has a slight chance of turning over to snow. Reporting live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Americans will be spending billions for Easter this year, but that still might be a decline from 2023. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston continues our holiday weekend team coverage. Peter?
Tim, a recent survey from the National Retail Foundation shows retailers could be cracking open a golden egg worth $22.4 billion this year in terms of holiday spending. But that's more than a billion less than what they made last year. One possible reason is that Easter is falling about a week earlier on the calendar than it did in 2023, making this still the second highest ever potential earnings. The Easter Bunny is pretty consistent, bringing in customers, since spending has been on an overall rise since 2009 in the United States. The average American will drop about $177 come Sunday, and almost 9 in 10 say they're buying candy and food. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Gas prices have risen significantly over the past month. Economist Christian von Lent tells KSL-TV Utah's regulatory standard is more strict than other parts of the U.S.
So as a result, we tend to feel these seasonal price movements more strongly and intensely in Utah.
Prices will likely go higher the closer we get to summer.
UTA is getting millions to help maintain Utah's transit system. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has more.
Thanks to some federal funding, almost $61 million is allocated to UTA. It will mostly be used for maintenance programs for bus and rail services, but there will also be some upgrades to tracks and extra services added for seniors and people with disabilities.
Transit agencies across the country are receiving federal funds to upgrade and maintain transit systems.
KSL's top national stories now. Emergency officials in Baltimore say the waterway under the collapsed bridge is dangerous to keep divers in the water to recover the bodies of the 4 missing construction workers after 2 were recovered yesterday. ABC's Gio Benita says in Baltimore this morning, officials hope to soon start removing some of the bridge debris.
We still don't know what caused the ship's power outage. That's going to take more time. But the priority right now is to safely remove that bridge and that ship from the harbor here, so that you could safely and eventually reopen the Port of Baltimore.
The Coast Guard says rebuilding the bridge could take years.
Former cryptocurrency mogul Sam Bankman-Fried will be sentenced today after prosecutors say he stole more than $8 million, and I think that should be billion dollars, from customers.
Sam Bankman-Fried was found guilty of 7 charges in connection with the collapse of the cryptocurrency exchange he founded, FTX. Bankman-Fried became a billionaire at age 30 by creating that exchange, but after siphoning billions in customer funds from FTX to keep his privately controlled hedge fund afloat, prosecutors today hope to send him to prison for up to 50 years.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert says Bankman-Fried's lawyers are asking for a lenient sentence of 6.5 years.
First look traffic now on this Thursday morning. We go back to you, Heather.
Well, we'll see a few more cars filling in on the I-15 corridor, both directions getting into downtown Salt Lake. But it is still lighter than normal for this time of the morning, as a lot of people are on spring break. We are seeing a bit of slowing now over Parley Summit. This is westbound coming out of Park City toward the Salt Lake Valley. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Bountiful has a new cat lounge designed to help boost cat adoptions.
Fawn's Family Rescue held their grand opening last week, showing off more than 20 adoptable cats. But Executive Director Aria Watterson says even if you can't adopt a pet right now, you can still love on their felines.
If you're having a bad day, just to come get your cat fix, relax. You can do your work. We have plugs everywhere. You can do your work. You can read a book with a cat on your lap.
There's only one other cat lounge in Utah, and Watterson says this format is a great way to showcase friendly cats that didn't thrive in shelters or may have been overlooked otherwise. They have fat cats, older cats, kittens, special needs cats, cats of all breeds and colors, all looking for a little bit of love. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
I want to go there.
It's better than an internet cafe,
yeah,
right? You get
for sure.
You get some cat companionship.
Animal rescue groups do what they can to help shelters deal with the overflow of cats and dogs by offering foster homes. Amy Donaldson is an animal foster parent.
Fostering is great for a lot of reasons. Like I said, you're doing something that's literally saving a life. And I think also a human life. You're going to enrich somebody's life when that animal finds its person.
Donaldson says if you can't foster a pet, you can help in other ways by volunteering at your local shelter during nearby adoption events or by donating food or other resources. Today, Dave and Debbie will be having a special broadcast we're calling Tales of Hope, live from the Salt Lake County Animal Services, to talk about the unique and unprecedented challenges facing animal rescue organizations this year.
One more animal-related story here. It's common for humans to be afraid whenever animals start to get sick, but maybe it should be the other way around. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
It turns out humans are more likely to get animals sick than they are to get humans sick. The FDA says humans pass on viruses twice as often. Pets like cats and dogs and domesticated farm animals like pigs, horses, cattle, and chickens have gotten sick, all because of humans. Leaders of the study say it shows just how much humans impact the environment and the animals around us. But it's definitely not a one-way street. Scientists believe deadly viruses like COVID-19, Ebola, and even the Black Death came from animals. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.